This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. That was Tony-nominated singer Anne Crum performing The Sleeper, a vocal work written by her father, the composer George Crum. Based on a poem of the same name by Edgar Allan Poe, the work explores a space of suspended existence between life and the afterlife, a place that might be described as a liminal dream state. It's just one of several dream variations we'll be visiting over the next two episodes. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 156 of The Joy of Classical Music and Strange Dreams, Part 1. Dreams have long provided fertile inspiration for composers, and over the next two episodes, we'll be listening to music inspired by the lucid dream, the visionary dream, the memory dream, the threshold dream, and the trance dream. Those strange dimensions of unreality where the fortunate might find a truer sense of themselves. This week's featured composition, Enihu Ruatavara's Piano Concerto No. 3, Gift of Dreams, talks of the dream as a doorway to a higher state of being. But first, it's the metaphysical dream, the aboriginal dreaming, often understood as a living, timeless reality in which past, present, and future are woven together. The dreaming is the foundation from which the visible world emerges, is sustained, and is given meaning. Toro Tokemitsu's Dream Cycle is a collection of orchestral works from the 1980s and early 1990s that explores the fluidity of the subconscious and the non-linear nature of time. Composed in 1981, Dreamtime was inspired by Aboriginal dreaming myths and is designed to evoke the incoherent reality of the dream state. Here's the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. And now it's Life Like a Dream, inspired by Song Dynasty poet Su Shi's The Moon Over the West River. Composer Yao Shen's The World Is But a Great Dream is a chamber work that explores the poem's themes about the transient and illusory nature of life. And from his 2025 album, Quinscape, chamber music of Yao Shen, here it is. In 1957, American composer Gunther Schuller coined the term third stream to describe a new genre of music located halfway between jazz and classical music. In the late 1950s, he recorded two third stream albums, 1957's Music for Brass and 1958's Modern Jazz Concert. Polarizing and generally dismissed at the time of release, The music is now highly regarded. As for his 2012 composition, Dreamscape, I'll quote the man himself. The entire work was presented to me in a dream, and even more astonishing to me was that my dream forced me to compose in a way that I'd never done before. The dream was very detailed and showed me the pitches, rhythms, dynamics, harmonies, and melodies, among other things. It also determined that there shall be three movements, and one of these movements shall be humorous, another movement would be dark and somber, and the third movement should deal in some way with the concept of evolution. We all know that dreams vanish instantly after we've awakened, but this time I was able to write down a whole 10 minutes of precise information, even as I could feel other parts of the dream disappearing. 1928. Finnish composer Eniahu Ruotsivaara started out as a modernist, but by the 1970s, he was searching for transcendence, and inspired by dream, myth, and spirituality, his music had evolved into a unique brand of mystical neo-romanticism. It was during this period that he composed his Piano Concerto No. 3, Gift of Dreams. The title comes from a line from Baudelaire's The Death of the Poor, a sonnet that imagines the eternal sleep of death as the supreme consolation for the suffering that is often the lot for those that exist on the margins. Written for Vladimir Askenazy to perform and conduct from the piano, Gift of Dreams reflects Ruotsivaara's lifelong belief that music can open doors to the hidden realms only otherwise accessible through dreams. Next week, it's more Strange Dreams, and the featured work is Delia Derbyshire's 1964 Inventions for Radio No. 1, The Dreams, a work that sets recorded interviews of people describing their dreams against an electronic soundscape. Until then, here's the Lahti Symphony Orchestra with Eniahu Ruotsivaara's Gift of Dreams.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.